Hey there, Story Minders. Welcome once again to the Memoir Club, where everyday memories become unforgettable stories. So grab your favorite drink, open up that notebook, and settle in. I'm your host, Wayne Jordan, and today we're digging into a memory that just might surprise you. So let's get started. In episode 11, we're talking about career turning points, the moments you don't see coming, but that shape your path all the same. We all like to think we're steering our own ship, choosing the jobs we take, but sometimes life steps in and grabs the wheel. I'll start with a story of a turning point that changed my path. We'll also talk about how to write work-related stories in a way that focuses on the human side of the change rather than a list of accomplishments. And in the listener mailbox, I'll answer a question about how to write dialogue in a way that keeps you out of trouble. Here's my personal story. It's about the moment I realized that my dream job wasn't going to cut it. It wouldn't be enough to build a life on. There was no disaster, no headlines, just a moment when the ground shifted under me. Here's what happened. In the 1970s, I was a working drummer. My home base was Washington, D.C., and I played music nearly every night. The live music scene in D.C. was hot back then, and I was right in the middle of it. Then in 1977, my first child was born. I was in the delivery room, and my emotions were running high. When the child was born, the doctor handed him to me rather than my wife. I was overwhelmed. First came the joy, and then came the realization, oh my God, I'm a drummer. How am I going to support a wife and a child as a drummer in bar bands? Well, I wasn't ready to give up music, but I knew I needed a day gig. So I learned a trade, piano tuning and repair. It wasn't glamorous, but it fit. I could work days, play music at night, and pay the bills. It felt like a safety net that kept me in the music biz. Well, it wasn't an overnight change. I still played gigs, but my schedule began to fill up with tuning calls instead of club dates. My life got quieter, more predictable, and over time, I realized that I liked that. I could make my own choices, be home for dinner, and still keep music in my life. Looking back, that was my turning point. The day my son was born, I started thinking less about the next set list and more about the next chapter. It wasn't the career I'd imagined when I was 19, but it was the life that I needed, and it made all the difference to my family. When you write about a career turning point, it's tempting to focus on the big wins, you know, promotions, awards, impressive clients. But you're not writing a brag rag. You're not writing a CV. What makes career stories powerful isn't the achievement. It's how you got there, the obstacles you overcame, and the choices you made. So here are a few ways to keep the emphasis on the human side of your story. Start with the trigger moment. Not the whole job history, just the instant when you realize that something had to change. Then lean into the feelings. Excitement, fear, anger, relief. Those feelings are what connect your listener or reader to your experience. That's what they share with you. And skip the resume. If you're worried it sounds like bragging, it probably is. So trade the name dropping for relatable descriptions. and then end with the perspective. How did the moment shape you? What did you see differently? And what's your perspective on it now? You see, the heart of the story isn't what you gained, it's what you learned. So the key takeaway here is that the jobs we take and the ones we leave are less about titles and more about turning points. Those moments force us to adapt and choose a path that fits the life we have now, not the one we imagined years ago. And that's the story worth telling. Well, the jaunty accordion music tells me it's time for Listener's Mailbox. So let's dig in, see what we've got. This week's question comes from Laurel in North Carolina, who asks, "What if I can't remember dialogue exactly? Should I leave it out?" Well, you know, the risk with dialogue is that if we make it up, someone who was there might say, "Well, that's not what I said, and that's not what happened." Because you can rely on the fact that people will remember things differently from you. And that can lead to hurt feelings and, in extreme cases, a lawsuit. So here's the middle ground. First, use dialogue when you clearly remember it. If a particular line has stuck in your head for years, it's probably accurate enough to include. But when your memory is fuzzy, shift the technique. Instead of putting words in quotation marks, summarize the exchange. For example, "He told me he was disappointed and I tried to defend myself." See, that way you capture the moment without inventing a dialogue. And reserve quotes for certainty. If you're not confident, avoid quotation marks and use indirect language. Readers will still understand the exchange, and you won't risk someone saying, "Well, I never said that." Be transparent if you need to be. A short aside like, "Well, I don't recall the exact words, but the meaning was clear," keeps you honest and protects relationships. Memoir isn't about making stuff up. It's about telling the story as you remember it. And sometimes the best way to tell the story is to confess that you don't remember some specifics. So this week's prompt is, write about a career turning point. And if you're stuck, here are a few story sparks. Think of a job change that you didn't plan, but had to take. Recall a single day or a moment when you realized you needed to leave or stay. And then tell us about your decision process. How did you get from where you are to where you ended up? Analyze your choices along the way. And you don't need to tell your whole work history. Just focus on the point where the path shifted and follow it forward. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining me. If you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget to check out the Story Sparks newsletter. Each issue includes a link to the latest episode, the weekly writing prompt, and a printable scene builder worksheet to help you turn memories into stories. It's free, and it's a great way to keep your writing going between episodes. You can subscribe anytime at memoirclub.net. I'm Wayne Jordan, and I appreciate you spending a little time with me today. Until next time, keep telling the stories that only you can tell.